long as you will survive the ordeal. That's what Rabbi Akiva taught us. So the question is, maybe somehow in the William Brown we have an obligation to do something or rescue someone. So the answer is, it's not analogous to William Brown. And again, the opponent who discussed this case dismissed passage 2 as not being relevant for two reasons. One, you said very nicely. You want to tell us again?
Here you're actively involved in the killing of the Moshe and Kane. Other cases,
if I drink that water, I have a flask of water, and I drink that water, right now I will live. My neighbor who didn't have a flask of water is going to die, right? What is he dying from? That's right. I didn't lay a hand on him. And it's my water. I have a right to drink my flask of water. But on the William Brown, I can save myself only by casting somebody overboard against their will. The other difference is, as I was hinting at, the other issue is, the case as it's given in the Gemara is that one of them owns the flask of water. It's my flask of water. And the halacha is as follows. If I own it now, ordinarily, supposing I have two flasks of water. If I had two flasks of water, and one I keep for myself, and then I'm obligated to hand the other flask of water over to the other party. I have a mitzvah that's all up. Even though it's my property, halacha obligates me to hand it over to the other property. It's not ownership that's decisive. What's decisive here is that I own the flask of water and my life is bound up with that flask of water. If I own the flask of water and my life is bound up with it, then Kayecha Kodi, I keep the water. It's only if I have an extra flask of water, then I have an obligation to hand it to the other party. So in this particular case, I keep it for myself. By the way, the halacha is unequivocal. Suppose you have a rich man that owns a lot of grain. He's the richest Jew in the town. Everybody else in the town is starving. This actually happened. It's a case in this. And the rich man said, it's my grain. I don't want to share with anybody else. The people are starving. People have a right to break in, take the grain they need to live, because why? Because this Jew who has the grain, enough for himself and the others, has an obligation to share that grain with the others. He has to be. If he refuses, they have a right to help him do a mitzvah. And save themselves, they have to pay him. They have to pay him whatever they take. Okay. There are two very important distinctions between passage 2 and the William Brown. Distinction 1, in passage 2, one person is in a better position than the other person. One person had a flask of water. The other one didn't. And it happens to be that that flask of water was bound up with his life. He loses that water, he dies. You know what the halacha is, by the way? Supposing the second person, who didn't have a flask of water, grabbed the flask from you, and he says, Baruch Hashem, come, Shachar, we have to borrow, and gulped it down. No. It's Sicha. That's right. Minash Shemayim. Minash Shemayim. You can't do that because his soul is bound up with, his life is bound up with the flask.
Okay. If you started giving him water, then you want to change your mind. If you started to give the other guy some water, if you start drinking, you want to change your mind. If you change your mind, you are dead. And if you don't, you started giving him
exactly
a flask of water.
Right.
You want to hold it for yourself.
Right.
Then you think, well, I'll give the guy some. I'll give it to the other guy. And you start giving it to him, he starts drinking. And now, if he doesn't finish the whole thing, you're both going to die.
But we'll put a hold on it.
Just on the side also, if I give him the glass of water, he has the same dilemma that I have when I have.
What do you mean if you give him the glass of water?
In other words, we have another.
Person who has the water, let me go slowly. Person who has the water, very interesting question, which we didn't discuss, but we'll take it. The question is, does he have a right to hand it over to the other party? Said halakhically.
Probably not.
You'd be surprised.
But then the other party has
slowly,
the same problem.
Slowly. Again, if I have a flask of water, the pasuk says, Chayef HaKotman, my life takes precedence over his life, and it sounds like I should keep it for myself. That's the halakha. The halakha is I keep it for myself. What if I want to be a chassid? Read this chassidus. I want to hand it over to the other party.
That's not the decision you've made. That's the way it works, and that's the Brown case.
The Brown case, listen carefully. Okay, we'll be here all night. I'm going to take it slowly and just tell you. The Kitzur. Sefer Chassidim says, the Feirish, that if you want to give it to the other party, you have a right to lay down your life and give it to the other party.